He was sitting in the yard. You don't go in, police don't go in nobody's yard and get somebody. Well, he wasn't bothering him, but he hadn't been swishing him down. But he thought he was, like he said, he thought he was son. And I was listening to him. And that next day he worked for a man who had been a policeman, but he done quit being a policeman. And he went to work. He got out, and I called. He told me to call the man to get out of jail. And I called him, and I told him how it was. He said, well, he won't get to pay no fine this time, said, because he didn't have a minute telling him to come out of the yard. And so Steve was going to court that evening. And when he come down, when the police come down there, he said, now, don't you go up there and tell no lies. And she said, tell a lie about what? He said, because you go up there and say, I called you out of the yard. He said, you did call. He said, shut up when I'm talking. And that evening, they went. And I can't think of that old man's name now. He's dead, too. At least he lived over there on, what's that here? What's that? Going. I used to work over there where they used to, where they lived. Him and her both, they used to live down, going down River Hill, but they moved over there on that hill. Anyhow, that old man come to court, the white man come to court that day. He said, well, Sam, the gang ain't gonna be locked up today because, see, he was sitting in his yard and said that me, this man called him police's name. And said he'd call him out of the yard to give him a cigarette and said he wasn't asked to call him anyway, he was trying to stop his son. But I didn't have to go because old man, that same white man went down there and talked in favor of Esty. Because he liked Esty, part of Esty. But he didn't like the way he acts, you know, but sometimes, but anyhow, he liked him because he'd worked for him. But I was going that night, if he hadn't, I was going to tell every bit of it. Because just like I seen.
So you probably would have been locked up because you
were. I might have been locked up, but I was going to go up there and tell it just like I hid it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how come Ms. Bowles was Strickland, what happened with that story when they locked her up?
They say she was down there playing with the cheer, and I don't know, and the youngest was running and hollering. Mm-hmm. And they come over there and said some of the people come over there and the police come over there and said they was called because she was over there beating the children for unmercy. But Bowler would play with them young'uns all the time like they was her play pretties, you know. And she said she wasn't playing, she wasn't hitting them young'uns. And then I was sitting down on the porch that evening and stringing beans for the next night. Everybody gone to the ball game, right down here. And I heard Bowler screaming and hollering. When I got out there, she was laying on the ground. I said, what in the world is the matter with Bowler? He said she got smart with this police here and he knocked her down. I said, well, knocked her down? He said, yeah. And he said, if you don't get out the way, he'll come back out here and knock you down. I said, what did y'all just go around knocking people down? He said, no, said, but if they talk smart, he'll knock her down. And that's the only thing I know about it. William said if he'd have been there that night, he guess he'd have got killed.
Was the black people in the area upset about that when it happened?
Oh, was they upset? I tell you, that them police is running, hid up there behind the stores, going down the stairs and everywhere that night.